Today's shiur is sponsored by an anonymous donor for the hatzlacha of his children in their limud haTorah. We are in the middle of the halachas of Beirer. We are on page Ayin in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. We're up to Sif Mem Ches in the new print. In the old print, it's Sif Mem Dalid. If you're following along, we're on the bottom of page Ayin. Sif Mem Ches begins, HaBeirer Oichel Mitoich Pseiles, Ayafilu HaBeirer Min Echot Shel Oichel Mitoich Min Acher. When someone is doing Beirer of Eichel from Pseilus, like we said till now, you have to take the good from the bad. Or he's doing Beirer of one min from another min, he always has to Yivror B'yad. He can't use a utensil that's meant for Breyer. He has to use it by hand. V'loy be'ezes kli. Right, one of the three criteria we said Nesei for Beirer is it has to be Eichel mitech Pseilus, B'yad miyad. With your hand, and right before the meal. So now we talk about what it means when we say you have to do it by hand. So Siv Mem Tes on top of page Ayin Aleph continues, Bechlal Yad, part of the word Yad, when we say it has to be done by hand, Nechshavim Gam Kaf, Kapit, you could use a teaspoon, a tablespoon, Mazleg, a fork, Vesak, and a knife, meaning a regular, typical utensil. Not a utensil made for bayre, for sorting or sifting. When you're using it like an extension of your hand. They're not really helping the bayre. Just instead of your hand getting dirty, you're using this utensil. For instance, like you have meat that's sitting in juice, and you're lifting it up. You don't want to lift it up with your hands. So you stick a fork in, you lift a fork up. Or you take a knife or a fork, and you're cutting the meat off a bone. So you don't want to rip it off with your hand. You use a knife, a fork. That's all still considered biyat. You have around the kishka, around the sausage wrapper, you take a knife, and you use the knife to peel it back. That's all considered biyad. That's not a kli. Right? I'm going to see soon what's considered a kli. See if Nun continues. Shichvas hashuman ha-metztaberes b'chelke ha-olyon shel bakbuk cholov. You have fat that accumulates at the top of a milk bottle. And when it starts separating. Mutar lahi slasiro b'kaf. You can take a spoon and pick it up with a spoon. Al-manas lo-ichle miyad. As long as you're eating that fat which you removed right now. As long as you're eating from that, you siphon it off with the spoon, and you take that spoon and you put that right into your mouth. So now, what are you doing? It's slimy, this fat. It's slippery. You can't use your hands. It's going to fall between your fingers. So you're using the spoon just to help you lift it. That's mutter. If you either weren't planning on eating this shuman right away, or afilu ritzoni loichle miyad, or you can eat it right away. Avil einu oimi loichle ayoshim and akaf shebiyade, or you're going to eat it directly from the spoon that you just sifted it off with. Ela ritzoni lahaviro itchilu kliachev loichloisim dechakli, or you can just using that spoon to help you separate it so that you can put it into another kli. Then osilasira I say, then you can't. Elim can yikach ma'atchol, unless you take some of the milk with it, you can't. Because then you're using the spoon as a sifter. You're using the spoon as a strainer, whatever you want to call it. Not as just your yode arichta to eat, you need to take it. You're using that to separate the two. If you're using that to separate the two, then you're using a kli to separate it. So if you're going to do that, and you want to use a spoon, you have to take some of the challah or something with, or either leave some of the fat behind. Well, you're not being buried the fat from the milk, because you're taking fat from fat, which is not buried. Or you have to take some of the milk, the liquid, beneath the fat, along with it. Seif Nun Aleph, the old print, Mem Zayin, on the top of page Ayin Beis. Gam kruv ma'acholov ha-mishave b'kedera al-gabi ha-acholov ha-mavushul o'isa. Osa la-asiroi. So too, if there's a thin kruv, there's a thin a layer, or call it a like a thin skin that's created, right, by on top of the milk, right, that's cooked, you can't remove it. Should take it together with some of the milk. Or pour it out in a way that this fat will stick to the side of the wall of the bowl of the pot. Or you could hold the spoon up against it, pour out the liquid, and then this way, by doing that, you're taking the oichel from the psoilus. If nun beis mi sheine shoyse cholov v'makrum shaboy achalokim men, someone who doesn't want to drink the milk together with this, how do you call it? I'm trying to think the right word for it. Someone who doesn't want to eat it together with this membrane, I guess. It comes like a membrane, like a thin sheeting that's separated from it. So also like the sadness achalov, you can't sift the milk, told the bag, shkain b'yesh b'zeh mishim b'sebar. That would be the sabar. Avamut lahasir sakrum yachanim ksaschol, but you can remove some of it together with the milk. Then he says, La Esat Sairich, if your mamish stock. Mutal sanin is a cholov b'dav shein v'gin l'sanin boy. You could filter it, you could strain out this krum with something that's not usually used for sifting or straining. You can piece as bad, like a piece of cloth. To separate, you know, today we don't have this, and when we buy our good milk, we don't have this. But if you're milking a cow straight, you have milk like that wasn't pasteurized, they have these pieces in it. Or if it starts spoiling. If you have some of this membrane, some of this fat floating on the top of the milk, then there's no heter. So if it's sitting separately on top, it's a nice piece, that's one thing. But if it's mamish, it's mixed in, then you can't use any such type of cloth. You have to make sure to remove it fully in a way that wouldn't, what's it called? In a way that it won't be any sort of bayer. You definitely can't use a sifter to remove from the milk psilus, a real psilus, like let's say there was a fly or a bug. You want to use a strainer to separate the milk from the bug, that you can't do. Even with a cloth, because it's mamish, you're straining the things. You're doing better. See if nun gimel, the old print mem test at the bottom of page I and base. Mashke shirev bnei adam regil lishtoy say b'li l'sanei tchilam. If you have a drink that most people would drink, without sifting it. Em gamu rogil lishtoy say b'li sinon. And you also drink it at times without sifting it. Now, for whatever reason, you want to sift it out. Mutl sanei, vafil misanenes, you can even use a strainer. Right, this is a big shaila, I don't want to step into it. But like the New York City water where there's bugs. So there, if you hold that it's also to drink the water without sifting it, so sifting it is better. Right? If you have water that you would drink not sifted, right? Without using a filter. I should say the word, you call it filtering, right? Without filtering. And let's say you have water that you would drink without filtering. Norvas, you like it better with filtering. Okay? So then you could use the filter on Shabbos. But if you have water that you would never drink without filtering, you don't like the taste, you think it's unhealthy, there's things inside it, and you would never drink it unfiltered, then you can't filter around Shabbos, because that would be mamish beirut. Therefore he says, milk that has in it tiny lumps of fat. Most people drink it that way. So then you're permitted to sift it out, to filter it, and gamu eni makbet al asin, as long as you also sometimes. Let's say you have orange juice that has pulp in it, and you know people drink it with pulp all the time, and you drink with pulp. But today, whatever it is, you're having gas, you want to serve it fancy without the pulp, and now kedei lo says basa primem mikimut shereiv bnei adam regilin lishtei seisan primem murva. Says it's mutter to filter the pulp. Because people drink it with the pulp. Now, if you would never drink with the pulp, or you have a drink that people wouldn't drink with the pulp, you can't sift it out. But that's if nun dalad. He says, "Aval mashke shoyv bnei adam einam shoyv sinaytzei kashen imesenu." Says, but drinks that most people wouldn't touch without filtering them out. I feel right bnei adam. Majority of people on shoyv sinaytzei kameshu. Aval atzme any ragul shoyv bnei santchil. But that same majority of people do drink like this. But you never do. And for you, it's also a sanna in b'shabes sanenis. Right? So it's also. Because you can't do something that's making it for you go from undrinkable to drinkable. Sivnun, hey, also lishbe chol of chomuts. Techsakit ba'ad k'dei shome ha'chol of yuzlum menu ha'kvini di shor besakit. So basically, they have these things in Eretz Yisrael. You know, you have the shumanit, they call it, and you pour it over an undershirt, let's say, or some other cloth. The liquid dries down, the pieces, whatever, fattier part stays on the top, and that's how you hold it up and you make cream cheese or whatever. So Rabbis also do that on Shabbos, because now, even though you may eat that all straight, but you're separating it now because you want the two things separate, right? So unless you're separating it to eat it now, then even if you're separating it to eat it now, I should say, it's going to be awesome, because that's mamish doing it because you want to eat the two things separately and being misaning it. And you can't use a kli to misaning it, to filter it, to strain it on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. Today's shiur is sponsored by Anonymous Donor for Hatzloch of his children. To sponsor shiurim, please, we need more sponsorships to keep the shiurim coming. Go to www.rabbifishman.com and click the sponsor button. Or please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com for more information.